6 o'clock. And we are up to Kuf Beis Amud Beis. I believe we are 8 lines in the bottom. Vayas Achav. 8 lines in the bottom. Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Vayas Achav is Ashera. Achav made the Ashera. Meaning he made this Ashera to serve. Vayasif Achav Vahach Vasos. Vahakas is Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He also added to do to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikol Malkei Yisrael Shehayu Lefanav more than any other king that was before him. At the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yechonon Shekatav Adal Su Shemrein, he wrote on the doors of Shemrein Achav Kafar Elokei Yisrael. That Achav denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lefichach Ein Lechelik Elokei Yisrael. He doesn't have a chelik. Now the way the Mepharshim seem to learn is this is his punishment. He denies the existence of the Rabbanish Shlalem. I don't think he denied the existence of the Rabbanish Shlalem. He dealt with them all the time. I think he denied the power of the Rabbanish Shlalem. And therefore his punishment is, instead of he won't have a chelik. Right, there is a nusach that says it, Achav Kofar B'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, B'Gavriel V'Kosav Achav Kofar B'Lekei Yisrael, L'Pichach L'Yir L'Chelik L'Elam Abba B'Lekei Yisrael. There's some nusach that says that he wasn't the one that wrote it on the doors of Shemrein. That was the response. Since he was a Kofar B'Lekei Yisrael, so therefore, Gavriel came and wrote on the doors that Achav lost his chelik in Elam Abba. So again, either Achav wrote that he doesn't believe in the Rabbanu Shlalem, and Chazal are telling us his punishment is you don't believe, you don't get, or is it that he didn't believe in the and the nusach on the door was written by a maluch saying you don't believe, you don't get? Yes.
He brings up a big dinar. Since he may have inscribed the city of Samaria was dedicated to Baal, that was
good.
What are you saying?
Rashi. No Rashi. That's the Gemara Vayter. Vayivakesh esachazohu vayukadeyu v'hu mischabe b'shemrein. Now what happened was when Yehu launched his rebellion, he came, he killed that Achav's son. Achav was dead already. Killed that Achav's son. And at that moment, Achav's son had been nursing his wounds. And Yehu came and launched his rebellion and killed him. He was being visited by his uncle. Achav's son was being visited by his uncle because the king of Yehuda at that point was Achazyahu. He had married Omri's daughter, or Achav's daughter. He was related to Achav. Had come visit his nephew to see how he was recuperating from his wounds. When Yehu attacked, Achazyahu ran away. Yehu chased him and killed him. That's the pasuk. Now in the pasukim, it's mashmi, he killed him in some Gan HaMailos, I forgot the words, but he killed him somewhere, not in Shemrein. And here the pasuk says that he was chasing Achazyahu. This is the pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, and he was hiding in Shemrein, and they killed him. The pasuk in Malachim seems to indicate that they killed him somewhere else. So that's how Rashi and Malachim explained this piece of Gemara. So therefore, we're bothered with the fact, where was he killed? Was he killed in Shemrein? Was he hiding in Shemrein when he was caught, or was he escaping, and they caught him while he was escaping somewhere else and killed him? That's the question. So, we're darshaning Amar Rav Levi, that he did something in Shemrein, that's why he got killed. Meaning, why was he punished to get killed? Because Achazyahu used to do something while he was hiding in Shemrein. Something he couldn't do openly, because his populace in Yehuda would not stand for it. But in Shemrein he was able to hide and do it. That's why he was Chayav Misa. So the pasuk in Divrei HaYamim is not telling you where he got killed, but it's telling you the reason he got killed. Because he did something undercover in Shemrein. What did he do? Rav Levi Shoyi Kaidur Askaris. He erased the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, the Kaidur Avedis Kechavim Tachteyim, and write the names of Avedis Zara instead. And therefore, he got punished and he got killed. But he didn't actually get killed in Shemrein, he got killed somewhere else. So Trashi, Kaidir Askaris Moichik Shemus Shabatira, the Kaisim Shema Vedis Kachavim Taktayem. Vichachai Mischabe, that's why he was hiding. Let me just finish the Rashi. Shilohai Aitim Vahesha, had he tried to do this publicly, they wouldn't have let him do it. Kaidir Kamei Mekadrim Baharin, Lashin Mechatid Vinaiker, Lashin digging in. Kaidir means cutting out. Cutting out, making a hole in. So he basically cut out the name of Hashem in the Sefer Torah and put in the name of Avodah Zarah. Yes?
I understand. On the outside, he was a Tzadik Ador?
No, he was not a Tzadik Ador. So, but there were certain behaviors that were just not tolerable. Certain behaviors go beyond the accepted line of behavior. His Avodah Zarah, whatever else he did, people tolerated. But touching the name of Hashem in the Sefer Torah, even Achav, was Mechaber Sefer Torah. Right? Achav didn't touch the Sefer Torah. There's certain things that you just didn't do.
I mean, but bowing to an Avodah Zarah is the lower madrega.
Again, we don't understand the Etar of Avodah Zarah, so to us this is all strange. However, in the Etar of Avodah Zarah, there were certain tolerable behaviors because of the Etar of Avodah Zarah. The people either condoned or condemned, but at least understood, and there were certain Yetaharas that just were not acceptable at all. Certain things just beyond the line. I mean, lahavdol, there are behaviors today that certain people do all kinds of aveiros and all kinds of katorim, and then there are certain things that people just don't accept, right? Certain aveiros, it just goes beyond the acceptable line. Now, that doesn't mean anything on the other side of the acceptable line is really acceptable, but it's just the way it is. Avodah Zarah was more. Achav, who was an Ibn Avodah Zarah, was didn't want to give up the Sefer Torah. Right?
Yeah,
so explain that. I can't explain that to you. I can't explain how somebody can serve Avodah Zarah and have that shaykhus to Torah that he refuses to give up the Torah more than his kid. But that's what happened. And he got scarred for it, right? Achazio took it a step further. He was kaiser at scarred to the Sefer Torah. He couldn't do that publicly. He could not do that publicly. It would not have been a tolerable behavior. So he did it privately. That's the Gemara. Now, later on, we find people that were able to do it publicly. You know, as things, unfortunately, slipped. But at this point, Chayzal's tolerance level was reached a certain point. Don't touch the Sefer Torah. That's the Gemara. Menashe. Why is he called Menashe? Shenosha ka. It's why she forgot a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Barakar Menashe Shehinchi Es Yisroel Lavim Shevashamayim. Rashi says he made Klal Yisroel forget the Rabbanu Shlalom. Now one is making him a Chayte and one is making him a Chayte Umachti. Someone at Taina, we can have a Machloikis with a Menashe as a Chelik Melam Haba, that depends on these two Pshatim. If he's a Chayte, he can have a Chelik Melam Haba. If he's a Chayte Umachti, it makes it much more difficult. Because somebody that's a chayte umachti has to deal with the consequences of his averus that he caused others to do, and even if he does tshuva, it's much more difficult for him. It's a more difficult tshuva to attain. Again, still chayte umachti can do tshuva, proof being Yerubim, but it seems that a chayte umachti has a more difficult time doing tshuva. Rashi, the Gemara says, "Ei maspik miyad alav tshuva." There's no shata d'shmaya. See, the Shlach HaKadosh explains there is no one that can't do tshuva. Even when a Basko came out in Hashemayim and said that Acher can't do tshuva, that did not mean that everybody should do tshuva besides for Acher. It didn't mean that he couldn't do tshuva. It meant that if there was going to be any help to do tshuva, there would be none for Acher. And he would be told that he can't, and he would have to overcome that as well. But everybody can do tshuva. It's just some are more difficult than others. A Chayte Umachti loses the Siyata Shemaya to do tshuva, because he has against him the fact that others are going to get him because of him, and therefore it creates a much more difficult tshuva that he has to do.
So Menashe's bris, when he gave his name, he was like he had...
Well, that's always the story. Names are a nevuah ktana. People give names, it's Menashe Mayim, that certain names should be given. If Menashe is given that name, that means he had these powers in him, which could have been manifested in good and could have been manifested in bad, and it manifested itself at least at one point in his life in a bad way. Rashi, Shanasha Kosh, Shachak Kodesh Baruch Hu, he forgot a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shehinchi, Shkiach, he made others forget. That's the Gemara Vayter, Menolim, Vyasav, Amadu, Asti. How do I know Menashe does not get a Chelik, Menolim, Abba? So we did Yeravam, we did Achav, And now we're up to Menashe. He's king number three. It's mentioned that he doesn't have a chelik in Elam Abba. That the Gemara, how do we know that? Menashe was 12 years old when he became king. He ruled for 55 years. Vayas, and the Pasuk says, Vayas Asherah Kasha Asa Achav Melech Yisrael. He did an Asherah like Achav did. So we say the comparison is to Achav, Mach Ayachav Ein Lechelik Lelam Abba, just like Achav we said before, Asur V'Azuv, that he will not have a Chelik Lelam Abba, Afanashe Ein Lechelik Lelam Abba. Rashi, Ma Achav Ein Lechelik Lelam, like we said yesterday, Azuv V'Olam Abba. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Menashe Yesh Lechelik Lelam Abba. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, I think the Mishnah brings him down, back on the Tzadi Amaralus, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Menashe has a chelik ba'olam haba. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechon and Shnei Mikra Echadarshu, they both darsh in the same pasuk. Meaning to Krashi Shnei, Rabbi Yehuda Dami Yesh lechelik. Rabban and Dami Ein lechelik. Both the one who says Yesh lechelik and the one that says Ein lechelik darsh in the same pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Shnemar says, Unusatim lezava, I will make them to a source of trembling. What does he translate lezava?
Shuddering.
Meaning the punishment will be given so bad that people will shudder when they hear about this punishment. The because of Menashe Mechizkiyo. That means we're blamed, some sort of punishment is going to be given out to Klal Yisrael because of Menashe. Menashe is the cause. So, my sovereign Beglal Menashe sh'asu tshuva v'inu lo yavid. The Yehuda says, Beglal Menashe is because Menashe was able to do tshuva and they didn't. So the tine on them is much stronger. You were together with Menashe. Menashe did tshuva, you didn't. So therefore, the fact that someone did it proves the possibility of getting it done. Then Menashe. And one says it's because of Menashe that didn't do tshuva, that Rashi v'mshichan kulanachlov, and he persuaded people to follow his way. According to that man, the other Menashe does not get a chelik le'olam haba. That's the Gemara Vayit to Amar Rabbi Yechon and Kaloyim and Menashe and Lechelik Leilam Abba Mar Pi Yedem Shemali Tshuva. Rabbi Yechon and Paskins by Rabbi Yehuda. It's a rare kind of thing that an Amayra should Paskin in a Machloikus Tanoim and Leilam Abba. But Rabbi Yechon is doing that and he's Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against the Tanakama and he's saying whoever says Menashe does not have a Chelik Leilam Abba is weakening the power of the Kayach of the Bali Tshuva. You have to let me finish the sentence. The Tanit Tanakama and Rabbi Yechon. Menasa asa tshuva shloshim v'shaloshanim, because the brisa that Rabbi Yechonim was taught said that Menashe did tshuva for 33 years. Dichsev v'shtayim esher shana Menashe b'molchay. Menashe was 12 years old when he became king. V'chamishim v'chamish shana molach v'yushalayim. V'yas asherik asher asa malach melech Yisrael. And he did avay nizar like Achav. So we say kama molach Achav. How long was Achav king for? Esher v'tayat nishnim for 22 years. Menashe Kamamoloch, how long was Menashe king? Chamishim v'chamesh, 55 years. So we say, he was as bad as Achav was, means 22 years of his life, he spent serving Avodah Zarah. That still leaves 33 years after that, that he didn't serve Avodah Zarah, that he did tshuva. Therefore, Dalminai Vesavitarti, Pashul Uklasim Uklas. So therefore, he did tshuva for 33 years, he did not serve Avodah Zarah, and therefore to say that he doesn't have a chelik leilam haba pulls the rug out of Bali tshuva. That's what Rabbi Yechon is saying. So he's paskening, not like the Tanakamo, who obviously holds the Menashe's tshuva was not for 33 years. Rashi, Kashras Achav, the Mashmak Kashir, Shonim, Shechata Achav B'mochoy, the same amount of years that Achav sinned when he was king, Chata Menashe, Vainu Chav Beishonim, Shechata Mem Kenegit, Chav Beishonim, Shemolach Achav, equal to the 22 years that Achav was king. Pashul Olam Gimel, Sha'as the Tshuva, that he did Tshuva, yes.
I thought Rabbi Kippur said that Machlokes is if he was Machkes Rav or not, right? And now we're saying in a different
genre. I said some Mepharshim want to say that.
Well, it has to be that some Mepharshim say that. Gemara says it's because it has to do with if he did Tshuva or if he did Tshuva or didn't.
Well, I guess it has to do with when he was a personal sinner, we say he did Tshuva. There's a Machkes Rav, it's much more difficult to do Tshuva. So therefore, we assume he didn't do tshuva for that. Again, I'm speculating. You mean I would have been better off not to mention those before?
You said that. I mean,
I understand.
I'll
have to take
it off the tape. I don't know.
That's the Gemara Vayit. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. My Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, Vayishma'elav, Hashem listened to him. This is the Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim. Right? Now the Pasuk says, Vayishma'tchinasoi, So 1 minute, I'm looking at the wrong pasuk. My Yisrael, it says in the pasuk, Vayishma Elov, Vaye Aser Loi. Now the pasuk says Vaye Aser Loi. Rashi is mashma, it's a kli tziv, that it's written Vaye Chater Loi, and we read it Vaye Aser Loi. In our Navi, there's no kli tziv. And somebody tried to point that out, and they said they don't know why Rashi makes it into a kli tziv. L'chaira, it does not have a kli tziv. Some want to say that Reb Shimon ben Yochai had a kli tziv. We don't have the same Messiah as he did as far as kli tziv is concerned. Others want to say that it says Vaya Aser, but Ches and Ayin are interchangeable. So Vaya Aser and Vaya Chater, one can be darshan for the other. But again, we learn like Rashi, and we say that L'chaira, at least Reb Shimon ben Yochai had a kli tziv. That it's written Vaya Chater, and we read it Vaya Aser, we want to know what is the Krieg, what is the Ksiv telling us? Why is it written Vaya Chater, which is a lashon of digging a tunnel? That the Gemara Malamei right. Miyasa means he listened to him, turned to him, and Vaya Chater means he ducked for him. Malamei Chasalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kim Machteres Berakia Kedei Lekablu B'tshuvah Bnei Midas Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special tunnel for his tshuva to be accepted. Now, the Yad Ramah explains that Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't have to hide anything from anybody. There's no reason that he has to hide from the Midas Adin. There's no other power called Midas Adin that can stop anything that happens, that we have to sneak around the Midas Adin. But the Rebbeinu explains that the Rebbeinu Shlomo set up a system. In the system set up, Menashe did not qualify for tshuva. In the system set up, tshuva would be a very difficult process for someone who did so much sin. The Rebbeinu Shlomo, quote unquote, broke his own rules for the sake of Menashe. And it's being illustrated to us as if he tunneled around the rules. It's not that the Rebbeinu Shlomo has to fear and hide and from the Midas Hadin. There's no such thing. It's that the Rebbeinu Shlomo's rules of what's acceptable tshuva, what's not acceptable tshuva, has certain standards. Menashe did not meet those standards. He did tshuva while he was being cooked in a pot in the bubble. And he did not really do tshuva because he wanted to do tshuva b'ava. He did it under a lot of duress. And as the Gemara explained before, first he served all the other gods, and when they didn't help, he said, well, Rebbeinu Shlomo, if you don't help, you'll be the same like everybody else. That's not what we like call a tshuva ma'ava. At least not at that point. So in the standards of tshuva, it would not have been accepted. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo made an exception for him and dug a tunnel, so to speak, as saying, we'll break the rules for Menashe's tshuva. And the Gemara Pesachim says the Rebbeinu Shlomo breaks the rules for a lot of Balei Tshuva. But it seems that Menashe really took that to a larger extent. His was a real breaking of the rules, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo accepted his tshuva. Maybe this said this. Rashi, Vayishmeila Vayichotuloi Umbechutz Ksiv Vayasurloi. Now Rashi seems to say it's written by Yasser, and we read it by Yachaser. The opposite I said. I said it's written by Yachaser. We read it by Yasser. Rashi has the Ksiv the other way. Kach Shemati. It was being ma'akev, meaning the rule said that his tshuva should not be accepted. As if the rule, the Midas Adin doesn't know, meaning it breaks the rules. It's the same kind of thing that we play around on Rosh Hashanah. We hide from the Satan. We blow to confuse the Satan. It's that we don't work within the rules. If it's within the rules, we got problems. So we try to, quote-unquote, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us ways that we can get around the standard rules. Yeah, somebody had a question. I thought I heard somebody's question.
But that's, you know, Adam, it's the same thing. Yom, when you eat it that day, you're going to have to take a nice trip. You're gone. That's history, right? So that's the already we see that. The din was Nisa.
Okay, but that the Mepharshim says the yom means an HaKadosh Baruch Hu day, which is 1,000 years. And Adam lived, he was supposed to live 1,000, and then he lived 930, because the Medrash says he gave 70 to David HaMelech.
So he was?
He died, b'yayim, meaning in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's day. Now, did that mean in the b'yayim, or was that a rachmim?
I wonder, I thought it was the Shem Elokim. Yom HaShem
I don't know. I hear. My dechsev, it says in the pasuk, Bereshis mamluchos yoyokum. Bereshis mamluchos yoyokum ben yoyashio. And then it says, Uchsev Bereshis mamluchos mamleches tzidkiyo melech Yehuda. Now, to write Bereshis is mashma there the first king. Usually, when we want to say he started ruling, we say Vahi b'shana hushayna lemamluchos yoyokum ben yoshio. Or Vahi b'shana hushayna lemamleches tzidkiyo melech Yehuda. Bereshis indicates beginning. That's the term used at the beginning of creation. Bereshis. So there seems to be a connection between creation and yoyokum and creation and tzidkiyo. Just for historical purposes, let me put down the story. After number, there was a king named Yoshio. Yoshio was a king who did tshuva. That Chazal say his tshuva was the greatest tshuva ever done since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. He had, when he died, his son took over. His son's name was Yoyakim. Yoyakim was the son of Yoshio. When he took over, he was a terrible Russia. During his reign, the Nebuchadnezzar conquered Eretz Yisrael and killed Yoyakim. He killed Yoyakim, and he appointed Yoyakim's son, who's known by two names, Yehoyachin and Yechaniah. Same person. He appointed him instead of his father. When he came back to his advisors, the advisors said, you don't appoint a rebel son to take over for his father. The apple does not fall far from the tree. So he listened to his advisors, and he came and he took Yechaniah Yehoyachin into exile. Now, he took him into exile, and he took the Cheresh Mahamazger. That's when he took the cream of the crop of Yerushalayim into exile. That's when Mordechai went into exile. The Megillah says he went in Yechaniah Melech Yehuda. This was the first exile where he took the cream of the crop, which is an unbelievable chesed to Klal Yisrael. We will learn that if they established yeshivas, they were able to have a flourishing Makom Torah ready, because once they got to Bavel, the conditions were pretty good. They didn't torment them there in Bavel. And they were able to establish yeshivas in a whole, they were waiting, quote unquote, ready for the influx of the next exile, which would happen 11 years later. He appointed as King Tzidkiyo, who was also Yoshio's son. Which means Yoyachin's uncle. So Tzidkiyo is really a generation before Yoyachin. He appointed Yoyachin's son, took him to exile, appointed Yoyachin's uncle, which is Yoyakim's brother, which is Tzidkiyo, 11 years after the first exile, was Churban Beis HaMikdash, when Tzidkiyo was taken into prison to Bavel, blinded, the whole story, and taken into prison to Bavel, and that was the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but everybody else was taken into Gol. So by these two kings, Yoyakim and Tzidkiyo, the Pasuk uses the word Bereshis. So the Gemara, it says Bereshis Mamleches Tzidkiyo. V'chiyada idna lehavi malchi. Well, there were no kings till now. Why do you have to say Bereshis? Ela bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achzir soylem kulu l'tayu v'vayu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world. Nei, v'shur Yoyakim. Because of Yoyakim. He was a terrible Russia. Nistakul b'dayrei v'niskar v'daytai. However, he looked around in the generation. He saw there were many tzaddikim. And therefore he said, Yoyakim is terrible, the generation is fine, we'll let the world keep on going. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hachzir soylem kulu l'tayu v'vayu b'shul dayrei Tzidkiyo. 19 years later, when Tzidkiyo was king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to return the whole world l'tayu v'vayu because of the people had corrupted, had fallen on a very big madrega, and no longer were they the tzaddikim they had been. Tzidkiyo was a tzaddik, and his schos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the world. So there was a transformation that happened between the two generations. They were only 19 years apart, not even 19 years apart. At one point, the king was terrible, and the people were fine. At the other point, the king was fine, and the people were terrible. Now, the question they asked is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised there won't be a mabul anymore. It won't be a mabul anymore, so how can he bring the world back to Tayyav Avayu? The answer is, many different answers are given. Some want to say only Eretz Yisrael was going to be turned into Tayyav Avayu. Some want to say that he's not going to destroy the world like he did in the mabul. but he can end the world. Meaning, Oid Ko Yemei Aretz, right, whenever the world exists, it won't be destroyed like it was in the Babel. There'll be seasons, there'll be people, there won't be the massive destruction of the world Babel-like. When the world exists, but the end of the world can happen, and therefore Tayyav Vavayu is an allowable thing. No Babel, but yes, Tayyav Vavayu. That's what they want to learn. Just pointing out what they said. Just as an aside, Tayyav Vavayu are also creations. The Gemara says in Chagiga, 10 things were created the first day, 2 of them were Tayyav Vavayu. So it doesn't say the Rabbeinu Shlomo was going to bring the world back to the state of non-existence totally. He's going to bring it back to the state of the original existence, which was Tayyav Vavayu, which is what he created first, which seems to indicate that we'll try it again. We'll go back to Tayyav Vavayu and we'll try it again. Not total wipeout. That's because if not, Tayyav Vavayu is still a yesh. It's not an ayin. It's still an existence. It's one of the 10 things created in the first day.
975.
What?
975.
I don't know what that means.
Not God. 974 generations.
Oh, I mean those other ones.
Yeah, but what kind of comfort is that?
What?
You're saying, but Topovo, though.
Well, I'm just telling you, yeah, I'm just being honest. I didn't try to comfort anybody here. I mean, that wasn't the point.
Not everything, but the bristle of the
mouth. What I'm trying to say is that...
No, it's not a feel-good Gemara. I'm not trying to make you feel good, no.
What's the point in this? You know what I mean?
Didn't he say after the Mabul he wouldn't ever destroy the world?
No, it didn't say. See, that's what the Mepharshim say. He would not destroy the world Mabul-like, leaving the world there with a total wipeout of the world. But he could remove the world. No, that's what I'm trying to say. Mabul left the world intact. No, they asked a question. If the Rabbeinu Shlomo said no more Mabul, how could he bring the world back to Tayyav Vavayu? Isn't that destroying the world? That's the question. The answer is, he won't destroy the world Mabul-like, leaving the world in destruction. But he can remove the existence of the world. That's Tayyav Vavayu.
Does anyone learn not through water?
Well, Rashi brings down that he can bring a Mabul Shereish, but sometimes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he won't destroy the whole world, period. Okay, let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, my Dukhsib Bereshis, my Mukhus Yahyakim Bereshis, my Mukhus Tio, my time Dukhsib Bani Bereshis, Yahyasim Achrini. Why does it say Bereshis? We got Idna, we had the Malki, there were no kings. If it's to tell me that it's the beginning of his reign, the pasuk changed its words. It was like a new creation. He wanted to bring it back to the state of Bereshis. Rashi explains the tzaddikim still have lived in Eretz Yisrael. An interesting point, because the Mepharshim say the Cheresh and the Mizgar were still alive in Babel. So what do you mean there were no tzaddikim? The answer is, in Babel they didn't protect Eretz Yisrael. When they were in Eretz Yisrael, they were protective of Eretz Yisrael. Once they were in Golos and Babel, Eretz Yisrael was left tzaddikimless. So then the din on Eretz Yisrael was stronger because they didn't have the tzaddikim to protect them, and the tzaddikim that had been exiled to Babel did not provide that protection that they had while they were in Eretz Yisrael. So the only tzaddik left in Eretz Yisrael was Tzio. Now they ask the question, Yirmiyah was there, and he seemed to be a pretty big tzaddik, he was a Navi. So why are we saying only Tzio? So they answer that Tzio represented kingdom. Yirmiyah was an individual. There wasn't widespread tzitzkus, but tzitzkiyoh as king becomes like a rabbin. Because of his role of king, he's not viewed as an individual. He's viewed as a rabbin, and therefore his chus saves Eretz Yisrael from being turned into Tayyav Vavayu during that period of time. I'm not saying Yirmiyahu wasn't bigger than tzitzkiyoh. Yirmiyahu was a navi. He was, but he was an individual as appointed. Tzitzkiyoh was a king, represents a kingdom. You seem to be bothered.
Moshe was the dumb, right?
And the king. Vayhi Bishurim Melech.
Who's the Moshe Rabbeinu?
Yes, Moshe was the king. Vayaser Rabbeinu Hashem. In fact, the Gemara Tzitzio not means to Vayaser Rabbeinu Hashem. Tzitzio also says Vayaser Rabbeinu Hashem. So he wasn't a tzaddik. So the Gemara Shaybi Yadu Limchas Lamicha. He himself was a tzaddik, but he's blamed for not stopping others. So before I should make an interesting raya from here, there's two ways to understand someone who can stop somebody from doing chait and doesn't. We can classify him in two ways. One, we can say he's guilty of the chait committed because he didn't stop it. Two, he's not guilty of the chait committed. He's guilty of his own personal chait of not stopping. Right? There's two ways to look at it. A person who has the power to stop something from happening and didn't stop it, right, is blamed. The Pasuk says, Vayasara. In the Sechta Shabbos, we have a whole umud of tzaddikim who get killed because they didn't stop Kal Yisrael from doing Averis. Shehoilam Limchais Blamichu. Right? Now, what does that do? Does that say the person who watches it and doesn't stop it becomes guilty of the same crime committed because of his not stopping it? Or does it mean he's not guilty of that crime? He has his own issue to deal with, but a lesser issue, but an issue nonetheless. We are calling Tzitzio a tzaddik, who did one thing wrong by not being meicha. If not being meicha puts the person into the same group of the people committing the crime, how can you classify Tzitzio as a tzaddik? So therefore, they bring a raya from here, that a person who's not meicha is not lumped together with the people who did the crime. He has his own issue, but he's still a tzaddik who has an issue, rather than being lumped together with the people that did it. That's what they bring a raya, because we're saying Tzitzio was a tzaddik. But the Gemara says he did bad. So the Gemara, yeah, his bad was that he didn't stop others. Well, if it's not stopping others places the person in the same group, so then he's not a tzaddik. Answer is, it doesn't place the person in the same group. It's an issue he has to contend with, but it doesn't make him guilty of all the crimes committed, even though he could have stopped it and he didn't. That's what they bring a raya from this Gemara. That's the Gemara right. V'yamar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shimon B'Yechoy. My Dechsebet says in the Pasuk, Ish Chokom Nishpat Es Ish Evel. A wise person is judged together with a foolish person. I'm sorry, no, take that away. The wise person judges. That's what it, we're translating it is. What? Contends, okay, is having an argument, so to speak, as ish evil with the foolish person. V'ragaz, he gets angry. V'sochak, and he laughs. V'einachas, Rashi learns, and there's no fear. The Agamah learns is, he doesn't have nachas. He doesn't have any, what's the word, English word for having nachas? Satisfaction. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ka'asti al-ochaz. Rabbi Shem says, I tried two tactics, and nothing worked. I got angry at Ochaz and Asatab Yad Malchi Damasek. And I let him be captured by the kings of Damasek. What did he do? Zibach Vikitil Elohim. So he started serving the gods of Damasek. Shenemer Vayishbach Lizbach Lelehei Damasek, Damasek Hamakaboy. He started shechting to the gods of Damasek who were beating him up. Vayayimer, he said, Hey Malchi Aram, Hey Mazum Maisim Lehem. Mazum Maisim. These gods must be very powerful. They're helping them beat me. I'll start worshipping them, and they'll help me too. And they caused him to stumble and arrest the Klal Yisrael. So anger didn't help, because the person interpreted the anger as, the reason I'm getting punished is because I don't behave like the people of Aram. Had I behaved like the people of Aram, I would win too. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So chakti amamatsha. Now this preceded the case of Ochaz. But this was a different tactic, the Rabbi Nishlam said. With a different king, he let him win, even though he was a bad person. V'nasati malchi Edom b'yadei, and I let him conquer the kings of Edom. Hey, v'yalehei, v'shtach v'lehem. What does he do after he wins? He starts serving the gods of Edom. Shemem, he actually came by Machim Hakas v'sadayimim. He came back from beating the Edomim. V'yaveh v'lehei b'nei Seir. He brings along the gods of b'nei Seir. V'yamidim v'lehem, he makes them as his avayda zara. V'lehem, v'shtach v'lehem yikotem. So, whatever happens, I lose, the Rabbi Hashem says. I let him lose, I get him beat, so they say, the winner, we should serve the Avodah Zarah of the winner. I let them win, what do? They bring along the Avodah Zarah from the vanquished. And they serve that. Like, Raga, Sochak, it don't work. The Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah is too strong for them, and they're not overcoming it. Hainu dami inchi. Bokile, Amir Rabbah, Hainu dami inchi, that's what people say. Bokile lamar dloyada, haichu lamar vloyada, the guy's vloyada. Cry for the person and he doesn't know. Laugh for the person doesn't know. You just can't get through sometimes. You yell, you scream, you laugh, you bribe, you do whatever you can, and the message doesn't sing through. Rashi. Kachrashi, ish chacham nishpatak, kodesh baruch hu, shenemer, ish shenikra, shem ish mochama. Ish evil elu malachim shebesamach ochaz amasya, those two kings. Ragaz besachach ve'ein nachas, bein shu kayas imam, whether he displays anger, bein shu saichik imam, whether he displays happiness. Enim ireyim ufanav, enim chatham, they're not feared, lamamzu lamutav. Bachile lamar, labdavka nok mar, mar is a lesson of respect. From the hakim mili d'inchi, this is the saying, shu chacham, shu raitu li shafit l'zvachik imam, when a bright person wants to contend with a bad person, whether he tries to be nice, whether he tries to be angry, they don't fear him. Meaning, basically, some people just can't get through to. You try all kinds of tactics, and don't work. Yes?
This is a mistake where Avram told Eliezer, stop here. This is the place where he saw...
Now, this is the capital of Syria. It's called Damascus.
No. So this is the place where he said...
Bashir al-Assad is there now. I think that's his name, right? Bashir al-Assad. So he is he's the president of Syria now.
That's not what I meant. Did you tell him, stop here, don't go Pfizer? Is this the place? This is, you saw it, Lovro Klaus is doing a bazaar in this place?
Yeah, this is the place.
Who's
the Matya? That's a Bagdan, by the way. Says by Dun, he stopped, which he saw there with the Avet Azara. Now that refers to that golem that the Rabbin put in Dun.
That's a message?
It says, Vayudav Ad Mismail Damesik. Didn't chase him to Damesik, it's talking about Dun. At Chayva. Rashi says, Vametzino Malkim Shil Nikra Chayva. It's referring to the city of Dun, which is where he put the Baal therein, which is to the left of Damesik. Left meaning to the north. Left is north, yeah. So I'm not 100% sure how it fits on the map, that Dun should be north of Damascus. Usually left is north. Rashi says, if you go to the right, I will go to the left. If you go to south, I will go to north. Because east is the front of the world. So you face front, your right side is south, your left side is north.
Were these people Tzadikim? Achaz and
no, they were not.
So why did Hashem do this for them?
He wants to call you so to do tshuva. You have to understand. The Rabbi Nishlam had the Beis HaMikdash.
Punish them.
Well, he did. It didn't work. The purpose, punishment is not an end in itself. The Rabbi Nishlam is not interested in punishment for the sake of punishment itself. Punishment is correction.
So what? How do you get someone to do tshuva? Yisurim, right?
It didn't work here. It didn't get through. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. There are people, Rachman al-Islam, that have Yisurim and don't do tshuva. Now, I just want to say something again. We don't really understand all those people because they lived on a level that we don't understand. They had Gilu Shechina that we don't never have. They saw Nisim constantly that we don't see. But they had a HR of Avodah Zarah that we don't have either. We're looking at people that we have no clue really understanding them. We have no idea what they were up against, and we have no idea what they had on their side. They had a Beis HaMikdash, they had a Kain Gadol, they had Avaida, they had Nisim, they saw Gilu Shechina. There were no atheists. Rabbi Weinberg used to tell us there were no atheists in the time of Bayis Rishon. Nobody was an atheist. You couldn't be an atheist. It was impossible to deny the existence of a deity. It was open. The question was, what deity? How many deities? How to serve the deity? But it wasn't the question of denying it. Atheism is a product of Hester Panim. Once the Rabban Shalom removes Gilu Shechina, atheism becomes an option. There was no option of atheism. You couldn't deny the existence of God in the first Beis HaMikdash. You could say there's more than one. You could say that he has underlings. You could say all kinds of different Cheshbonos that you want to say. But nobody denied a deity in the time of the Bayis Rishon. Even amongst the Goyim. Everybody served. There were no atheists. Atheism is a product of Hester Panim. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away Nisim, and after he took away the Eitar of Avodah Zarah, which worked concurrently, no longer are they in a level of having a Torah Avodah Zarah, no longer on the level of. And now we live in a world of Hester upon him, and Hester upon him, you can make believe whatever you want to make believe. There's no Gilui Shechina. So atheism became an option. It wasn't an option in Bayis Rishon. You woke up with a desire to serve. Everybody had a desire to serve. Guy, Yid, everybody. It was how to channel it. You walked into the Beis HaMikdash, there were 10 Nisim happening. You couldn't deny the existence of miracles. But you believed in another God, you believed in a third God, Achav. He knew there was a Rabbi Nishmael, he dealt with him all the time. He was in the other party, so to speak, whatever that means. See, we're trying to imagine something, we don't have a clue of understanding. Because we have no Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah. The Tzatzis Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah is the most strange, ridiculous thing in the world. How can people bow down to statues? It's ridiculous. But we don't understand it because it's not something we can comprehend. So we don't have a Yetzer Hara to do that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Yetzer Hara for money, we would laugh about how people can chase green bills. It makes sense to us because we have a Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is desire. That's what Yetzer Hara means. Desire. There was a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. There was a desire to do idol worship. We don't have that. It's not part of our makeup. We can develop it. People develop all kinds of things, but it's not built into the system. There was a Yetzer Hara. I really have no idea where you're going from. I mean, in Mitzrayim, there are Avodah Zarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Avodah Zarah. I'm trying to figure out what the guy's doing. The buildings of Avodah Zarah. Yeah. There are no other powers in the world. No, there are no other powers. There's only the Rabbi Nishmael. But he allows Gayim to think that there are other powers. He allowed Yidden to think there were other powers. That's the Gemara advice. The Yadav Ben Tavlabish, the person he just doesn't understand the difference between good and bad. Bad threatening won't help him. Bribing him won't help him. He just don't get it.
Vish is bad, yeah.
This is talking about when all the officers of Melech Bubble came. This is in the time of Churban, and they sat in the Shar HaTavach. I don't know what the literal translation of Shar HaTavach, I would say the middle gate, but we're darshaning it, that they sat down where the Sanhedrin had sat. They sat down and did their meeting place in the place where the Sanhedrin had sat. They parked themselves in the place where people had done halachas. This is a terrible embarrassment to Klal Yisrael. If you have to pick the highest point of Torah in the world, it was the place where Sanhedrin had gathered, in the Lishkas Hagazis. This was it, the seat of Tyra in the world, where Tyra emanated from, where Psak emanated from. Who comes and parks there? The Sarei Melech Bubo have their meetings in that place. It's like a total embarrassment, a total turnover. The highest place of Kedusha is turned into this. That the Gemara, Amra Papa Hainu the Amri Inchi, this is what people say. The Asrei the Molda Toler Ezaina, in the place where the master hung up his weapons, Kul Baraya, the disgusting shepherd, Kul Seitoli, hangs up his pitcher. Meaning, when a servant rebels against his master and wins, he comes in, and where the master hung up his sword, the sign of power, he hangs up his pitcher. Meaning, it's just like total opposite of what should be. Rashi. Malcolm Shem Achatchim V'darshim Halachas Nepech L'Maish of Leitzim became into a meeting place of Leitzim Shosara Melech Bubble. Shara Tavach Lashon Chaytech V'hainu B'har Abayis U'Bazara V'Shama Yishim Sanhedrin. That's what Sanhedrin said. Amr V'Alma, like the Gemara says elsewhere, Gimul Batim Bidim Ha'isham. There were three bezins in Har Abayis. Echad B'Lishkas Hagazis V'Echad HaPetach HaZara V'Echad HaPetach Har Abayis. And this is the Lishkas Hagazis one. Where we used to paskin halacha, they are paskin their din. In the place where the master hangs up his kalem. Kul baraya, the trashi, Double Raya, a disgusting shepherd. Kulsi Talikali Kali Talisham. He hangs up his jug. Kamaikada the Metagmina Kulsa. Lishnakrina Kutse Migdasai, which is like a plate or something like that. Kamai Migdish Ocheris. That's a Gemara Vaitr. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yirmiya Baraba. Vaitr Chzibet says in the Pasik, Ashdei Ish Otzolavarti. This is a Pasik in Mishlei. And it's Shlomo HaMelech writing about different kings that will come later on. And Klai Yisrael will be hurt through the actions of these kings. I'm going to need help here. I went by a person who's lazy, his field of a lazy person. Valkerem Adam Chatzulev, and I walked by a vineyard of someone who just doesn't get it. Vine Allah Kulei Kamshainim. It is covered by
thorns.
Kisu Panav Charulim. Kasu Panav Charulim. Covered by nettles. What is the difference between nettles and thorns? Is there a difference, or is this an art scroll special? Okay. The Geder Avon of Nersa, and the stone fence has been broken. Aseish also of Arti to Achaz. Achaz was the first king to serve Avet Zarah. The first king who not only served Avet Zarah, made Avet Zarah the rule of the land. Achaziah served Avet Zarah also, he lived way before, but he didn't make it the rule of the land. Achaz spread Avet Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. This is all about Yehuda. This is not the Ten Shvatim, this is the Two Shvatim. Now, I saw one of the Bali Mutter say that when we want to say start the downfall of Klal Yisrael, we start with the Midah of Atzlus. It seems that the root of Avodah Zarah comes from laziness, which is an interesting perspective, because I'm not 100% sure how that works. Why laziness leads to Avodah Zarah. But the Pasuk describes it, Zdei Ish Atzel, someone who's just not interested in going further. He takes it easy when he shouldn't be taking it easy. Maybe Avodah Zarah is, quote unquote, the easy way out. I don't know. Valkerem Adam Chatzulev Zem Menasha. Menasha didn't get it. Rashi says he cut out the shame of the Sefer Torah. He broke the Mizbeach. The Allah Kulei Kamshunim, covered with thorns, Ze Amoin. He was a terrible Rasha. Chatzul Panav Charulim Ze Yoyakim, who was also a terrible Rasha. The Geder Avon of Nersa, but the fence breaks down, that's Tzidkio. That's in the generation of Tzidkio. Shenechrav Beis HaMikdash B'yomav, that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed in his days. So it's a process. The starts out with laziness, goes further, ends up being covered with thorns and nettles, and at the end, the fence breaks down, the Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed. Rashi. I think it means he brought spider webs. He brought, he made it the Mizbeach unused, mold. The Mizbeach became like moldy, he stopped Kribanus. So when during his time, the Mizbeach was unused and developed like a covering of mold or spider webs, something that shows inactivity. Tidlik Haman. He covered his face. He didn't want to have anoa from the sun. Because Baruch Hu provides us with light, let him take his light. He closed Taira off. He didn't let people learn. So he's called Atzo because he stopped people from doing good. Told people to take it easy. Don't learn. Don't do Aveda. Now, Kerem Adam Chasalev Zemanasha, Shekadar Askaras, he cut out the names of Hashem, Vaharas Samizbeach. Charulim is Urtagish. I don't know what that is. Zetzitkiyo, Shrey Tzadik. He was a Tzadik. The Neres Beis Hamikdash B'yamav, but the results of all the laziness, lack of care, letting nettles and thorns develop, finally got to it and broke down the fence. Meaning, the garden wasn't tended to. The garden wasn't taken care of. If anything, it was hurt by the inactions or actions of its leaders, and therefore, ultimately, the gate breaks, even though the king at that time happened to be a good king.
So you can't blame Tzidkiyahu.
No. Well, he's blamed Shloim Micha, but he's not blamed like the other ones are blamed. He was a tzaddik. He's a personal tzaddik.
But does Shloim Micha cause the destruction of the bias?
The destruction of the bias happened because of the avodas of the generations. His fault in it was Shloim Micha. You don't blame. Well, maybe they would have done tshuva. They would have done tshuva. Would have stopped.
And then all the blame of the generations might have not caused.
Well, tshuva always works, right? I mean, by the way, that doesn't mean there would not have been a korban. There might have been a korban anyway. We don't know. We don't understand how these things work. Tshuva does not say, therefore, there's no punishment. Tshuva does not say, therefore, a correction is not needed. I don't know what would have happened. He's being blamed for not being meichab. He's not being blamed for korban based on
meichab. It's not saying, well, then, if you would have
been. Didn't say that. Doesn't say that at all. Yes. What's your problem?
The problem is because he was a tzaddik, right?
So yes.
When people ask when was the korban in his reign, right?
Right.
So we're like taking away some of his tzidkis. This was something that was like a roll. It was like rolling. Things are all coming to this time anyhow.
Nobody's blaming him.
No, but then, why do we have to like at his? He was a tzaddik, and this is when his interest was destroyed. And, you know, it's like, why him of all? You understand?
I hear your question. I don't know the answer.
It's like he ruins his tzidkis, you know what I mean?
It doesn't ruin his tzidkis. It means it makes it sound like he's to blame, and he was. That's what you're saying? I don't have a good answer for that. Four groups do not mekabel b'nei shechina. They will not make it to the Pnei Shechina. Now, I want to make something very clear. Groups mean not somebody that commits this crime one time. One of them is going to be a liar. It doesn't mean that a person who lies one time will not be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. It means a pathological liar. Someone who truth just doesn't mean anything for him. Those four groups are not Mekabel Pnei Shechina. A major machlokes here, because there's a frightening mabit, and I use the word frightening, who says that even if the person does tshuva and he's allowed into Gan Eden and he reaches the Madrega, the High Madrega, he'll never reach the Madrega of Mekabel Pnei Shechina if he's one of these klitzes. It's removed from the ability to ever correct. That's the Mabit's version. There are many Achroinim who disagree with him and say tshuva can bring a person back to the Mekabel Pnei Shechina, and this is a Mekabel Pnei Shechina if he doesn't do tshuva. This is a machloikus. It is a frightening mabit to think that even with tshuva, one cannot reach the Madrega Mekabel Pnei Shechina. That's blocked off from him once he becomes a member of these groups. Now, these groups, obviously, you know, a person has to engage in this on a consistent basis. Not just, he does it once or twice. What are these groups? Tatleitzim, cynics. Leitzim is nothing serious. Everything is, you take a cynical view of everything. Somebody wants to do something good, he's cynical about that. Somebody, like Sadiqim says, even people go into business. And they try something, and this guy says, I can't do it. Always knocking things down. Always negative, always cynical, always looking to see how things can't work instead of how things can work. That's Kat Leitzim. Kat.
He's a pessimist?
No. Pessimism and cynicism is two different things.
That,
cynicism means his pessimism is expressed, or even if it's not pessimism, just a bittle of everything. Bittle.
I thought cynic is making fun of.
The mock
no, thing. Cynic is mocking, and cynical means you don't, nothing is value, nothing has any value. It's all open to cynicism.
That's a less.
That's a less, a cynic. A less doesn't mean a guy makes a good joke. Good joke is a very good idea, if it's done the right way. Less is a cynic. Not a guy that makes a good joke. Guy that has a good line is not a cynic. Except sometimes good jokes are cynical. You have to be careful. But no, it's not that you can't make a good joke. Depends. Depends on the joke.
I'm a scoffer here.
Scoffer. Tachakronim, liars. Tachanifim, flatterers. Tachmasapit, lashon hara. People who engage in Lashon Hara on a constant basis, we'll meet someone tomorrow.